Name any of today's female music stars, and this Swedish star of the mid-1800s would eclipse them all. Her fame brought her to America, where she made millions of dollars in today's money. Her story is this feature on the American Countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
America never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the farmers and ranchers who call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping rural America show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. And as rural America grows further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Join Drovers and Dr. Dan Thompson for our third annual Feedlot Cowboy College on September 7th and 8th in Dodge City, Kansas. This two-day seminar, led by respected and knowledgeable industry experts, is filled with timely information for feedlot operators. Topics include animal health, low-stress animal handling, technology, and how to improve animal welfare. Attendance will also qualify you as BQA certified. For more information, visit droverscowboycollege.com.
Today we know mega female recording artists like Taylor Swift, Madonna, or Miranda Lambert. Charlie Ski says there once was someone far bigger.
They all pale in comparison to Jenny Lind. Jenny Lind was born around 1820 and had the perfect soprano voice. She was known as the Swedish Nightingale.
It seemed everyone wanted to hear her and know more about her personal life.
She broke the heart of one Hans Christian Andersen, who consequently wrote stories like The Ugly Duckling and The Nightingale to console his broken heart over the thought of losing Miss Lynn. She broke the hearts of composers and musicians all over Europe.
Promoter P.T. Barnum wanted to bring Lynn on tour in Europe. Miss Lynn was not only a great singer, but a sharp businesswoman.
Barnum had to pay her $187,500 money in advance and deposit it in her bank account in London before she would get on the ship and come over.
That was an amazing sum of money in 1850, and it took all Barnum had to make it happen.
Barnum had to mortgage everything he had, homes, land, circuses, etc. He even got the last few $1,000s from a preacher in New England saying, "We're going to bring the wholesome Jenny Lind."
If you think people go crazy over music stars today, just wait till you hear the furor over Miss Lynn's coming to America. It's next time, as we travel the countryside. In Elizabethtown, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCrae.